the I Love Ann Show.
All right. Yes, we are here. I have Cameron Dorn. And all this time, I have known his dad, Hoyt Dorn, and I have never put the two together, and I was just informed Hoyt Dorn is his father. You know, he's age 22. He's from Ware Shoals, right? Graduated from Ware Shoals in 2006, majored in marketing at Lander, graduated from Lander. Now he's currently studying at Winchester University in the United Kingdom, obtaining his master's in international business. It is my utmost pleasure to present to you Cameron Dorn. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Ann. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Well, we had to work this out in the morning because, what is it, Monday you leave for England, right?
Go back to the UK. Yeah.
UK. Wow. I have to ask, what made you decide to get your master's in the UK?
Well, first of all, in 2007, I went across the pond to England, part of Lander University's study abroad program. And I was there for 3 months and really fell in love with the place. And I turned around and I talked to the professors there, and they said, "We're offering a master's program, which you should be interested in, doing business and things of that sort." So I stayed in close contact with the professors there, and they made a great offer to me, and I couldn't refuse it to come back and do my master's. And I loved being over there, the culture and everything about it. So that's why I returned.
You know, this is very interesting because Lander has just signed an articulation agreement with China and with Korea. In fact, we had Dr. Park and Dr. Ball on Wednesday this week, and it is amazing. And one of the things I had asked them is, what makes it good? What makes it good for students, A, to be able to go to England, and or for students to come here to the United States, particularly in Greenwood, South Carolina, and benefit from this program? And what would you say makes it great?
I would say firsthand that growing up in a smaller town, you want to get outside of that kind of box, per se. You want the reliance on mom and dad not so much, you know? You're over there, parents, yeah, you can call them, but they're still 2,000 miles away. There's only so much you can do. And it really improves your self-confidence and your just the way you handle yourself, you carry yourself. I love it because also with the culture and things you learn, it's not about what you learn in the classroom, in my opinion, with education. It's what about you learn outside of the classroom.
Yeah, and, like drinking a pint.
Right. The drinking age is 18 over there. So, but it's totally different. Coming from England to Greenwood is going to experience totally different things. Things that me and you might take for granted. Mm-hmm. And like, my goodness, oh, this is so much space.
Right.
Coming from England, coming back to Greenwood, the first thing you notice is this huge amount of space.
That's true.
Going from Greenwood to England, oh my goodness, everything's close. Everybody's close together. Shops close at 7 in the evening. What am I going to do? There's no place to eat.
What do you do?
Right, grocery store.
Grocery store. Oh, okay. All right. So you go back to the little old-fashioned way.
That's correct. I got to cook. Oh my goodness. So.
Now, how long have you been over here this trip?
For my break this time around, I've been back since March the 27th.
So you've missed a lot of the hype that's going on over there?
Missed some of it, but not enough. I've seen a Prince William and Kate sports drink that came out, and they are so over the top with everything and anything, memorabilia. It's like going to Graceland and seeing Elvis's face on everything, except it's Prince William and Kate.
What do you think? What is the everyday young person? I'm sure you come in contact with a lot of people. You've
right.
got a lot of good friends over there. What do they say about this big hoopla for the wedding?
Well, they love the queen. Everyone loves the queen. But the hoopla is a little over the top because not only is it just hoopla from their country, it's hoopla from all the other countries coming in. So they think it's great, but they're ready for it to quiet down because the mass transit's going to be packed as can be. They're talking about going on the mass transit. The trains are talking about going on strike because they didn't give them the day off. So.
Oh, okay. They did give it an extra day off for the everyday person, I guess.
Right, right. It became a holiday, but the transportation and stuff like that are still having to work, and they're not too happy about that.
Wow. Well, you know, these are going to be some of the interesting things we're going to be talking about with Cameron here today. Yes, we're going to be getting iReports right there from England right here to my phone. I'm going to be able to let you know all about it. This is totally exciting because you have a friend that actually is right on the parade. Not the parade route, but it is a parade, sort of.
Right,
yes.
Right. And he's right there at the MI5 building, I believe it is, a half a mile from Westminster Abbey. And the plan is to go to his apartment and look down upon the the parade route coming
through. I guess it'll be a party, huh?
Right, it should be. It should be quite a large one. A couple people there.
All right. Well, I guess from what I'm getting from you, connections are everything.
Correct, correct.
You know, there's not a lot of young people that always figure this out at such an
right.
early age. What made you be aware of the possibilities, like knowing your professors well enough and doing a good enough job,
right.
I guess, that they say, hey, we'd love to have you back over here,
right.
Cameron?
Well, first of all, making good grades, talking about good grades and professors, that's always huge. But it comes down, I heard a quote once, it's not about the grades you make, but the hands you shake. And that's so true, I've learned. At the end of the day, you make those connections and you keep those connections up, and I mean, it just leads you in the right places. You kind of fall in things. If you would have asked me in 2006 when I was at Ware Scholes High School that I'd be going across to England and then taking trips to mainland Europe, I probably could have told you 10 countries in Europe. Nah, probably 15. But but I just kind of fell into it. I went to a study abroad meeting, and I thought that was interesting. And I'm not afraid to try new things and tried it out and loved it and been wanting to go to Europe since and trying to make a trip over there in the summertime and back for my master's this year.
Wow. You know, one of the things that I see in today's youth, though, is not that desire to go
right.
out there in the world. And I'd just be real interested, when you were growing up, what were you like?
Always trying new things. I wanted to, as in growing up in what department?
Well,
I mean,
I'm talking, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Right.
You know, when you were a little kid, what... Because there has to be some impetus from a young age.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. You don't turn the switch on, I don't
Correct.
Believe.
Well, I tell you, a lot of credit to my parents, Hoyt, like you said, Hoyt. We always, I remember, at least one vacation a year. And this vacation a year wasn't to nothing wrong with going to the beach every time.
Right.
But it was always somewhere different, somewhere road trip, somewhere random. It might be Niagara Falls. It might be Gettysburg, Virginia. But we were going somewhere. And that kind of opened my eyes to see that there's more out of the world than Greenwood, South Carolina. And I loved it. I loved going and seeing new places. And I felt like you just learned so much from it, even though it was a week away. But the amount of things you learn and be able to take those photos and see your friends like, oh, I've been there. It's kind of like a little checklist. You know?
It is. And it is a good thing. But
right.
but that is one of the things that I've noticed. We don't want to go too far away. So
Correct.
Many people just going even outside the state of South Carolina is... Why?
Right.
You know, and I agree, when you have the best of the best right here.
Right.
But you know what? Doesn't it make you appreciate what's here?
Oh, it certainly does. I mean, the way things are so easy here, and I mean so easy, it's unbelievable. We can get in our car, drive to any restaurant, any type of food we want, any time of the night or day, whatever it may be, and the prices are cheap. Let's face it, folks, it's almost $4 a gallon
mm-hmm.
here for gas. We go to England, it's $10 a gallon. Gas prices aren't that high. So.
And actually, it's a liter, isn't
right,
it?
Right.
So it's not even a gas.
So it equates to, you do the multiplication, it gives it $10 if you had to pay a liter of gallon. For
wow.
Was-
you know, and you know the thing, I don't know if you're a coffee drinker or not, but the last time I was in England,
right.
they gave me one cup of coffee, and then when I'd say, could I have a refill? Yes, mm-hmm. ma'am, but we'll charge you
correct,
for it.
Correct. I've been charged for ketchup packets before.
That is just hard to believe, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
It
to
is.
Use a toilet and public toilets, you pay for the toilet, things like that. I
yeah.
mean, things we take for granted, you could just, if you give time to sit down and think about it, there's so many things.
Yeah, they know how to make a dollar over there.
Exactly.
Hey, we're here with Cameron Dorn. If you'd like to give us a call, if you've got a question for Cameron, how about give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back in just a moment.
The classic never goes out of style. The classic can be worn every day. What classic am I speaking of today? Diamond earrings, of course. Classic studs. At Sharp Facets Gallery, our diamond earrings are the best. From quarter carats to over 4 carats in rounds, and of course, princess, pear, or emerald cuts. Best selection, best price, best quality. Buy a pair of diamond earrings today and watch your eyes light up. Sharp Facets Gallery, 72 Bypass, Greenwood.
And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Oh, that's right. We're here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. My very special guest today, Cameron Dorn. He is going back to England on Monday. He is studying at Winchester University. You know, back there was a song, Winchester
right.
Cathedral.
That's correct.
Is that it?
That is. That's the very same.
Oh, I used to sing that skiing. That was very popular when I was skiing up in Maine. And you used to get that song in your brain. It was hard to get it out.
Right. That cathedral is probably half a mile from my apartment where I live over there, Winchester Cathedral.
Wow. So how do you find studying over there? I mean, is it harder than here? How would you describe the differences?
It's just different. With the studies over there, here we focus more on tests and quizzes. So it's always something going on. We have to study for tomorrow's quiz, the next day's test. Over there, they give you roughly 2 to 3 assignments per semester, and these are usually papers. So what you do is you delve into the library, you delve into the academic journals, and really gather all the information on a specific subject rather than, say, here where we have such a broad subject area.
Mm-hmm.
You over there, you don't cover as many areas, but you actually retain the knowledge a little bit. So that's why I kind of like it. Here, it's like we cover so much, but I only retain 20 to 30% of it if I'm doing good. But if I'm writing a paper of, say, 3,000 to 4,000 words and I'm having to research everything about it, I'll certainly remember that a little bit more.
Well, that's true.
Right.
That is true. So as you're studying over there, you will be there how much longer, Cameron?
I'm there till June 25th.
June 25th.
Correct.
Are you looking forward to coming home?
Either way, I consider both places. I mean, I love being here with family and friends, but I love it over there at the same time. So
that's cool. That's cool. Now, we're going to be talking about some of the races. You're still doing triathlon.
Correct.
And you actually have a major sponsor.
Right.
And who is that?
That's Team Katouf, K-A-T-T-O-U-F. That's the major sponsor that I go by. It's headed up by Dr. Rick Katouf. And he's based out of Ohio, but he moved down to Greenville a couple years ago, and he's been lucky enough to pick me up with a couple other guys.
What is their product? What are they about?
Well, what it is a coaching service to begin with. Coaching service for me where somebody's starting out looking to lose weight till we got athletes that's looking to do well and qualify for the top Ironman in the world.
So do you help coach?
That's correct, I do.
And we're over in England?
Right.
Are you really?
A wonderful thing called the Internet.
Yes.
We have this software, it's Training Peaks, like www.trainingpeaks.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty groundbreaking. The thing about it is we do corporate fitness programs. So we're working like GE, based up in Greenville, Jacobs Engineering, things that U.S. court system. What we do is
the U.S. court.
There you go. They're on board. What we do, and the great thing is they can upload all their data to this website. Say you have, you heard of Garmin, you know, the GPS. Well, they make it a handheld thing you put on your arm pretty much.
So you can't get lost?
Right. It does tell you where you go. Exactly.
Okay.
And it's a heart rate monitor.
Right.
Well, we prescribe a workout. Say, let's stay in zone 2 for 20 minutes, which is your heart rate.
Right.
Zone 3, so and on. Well, they come home, and they plug this into their computer. Now they even have a wireless version, and it downloads everything to their computer, their workout. So if they worked out in Portland, Maine, I'm able to see what their heart rate was, what went on within their workout, and I can base it on their workout that I told them. So I can analyze it being 2,000 miles away, send them a reply, and that cuts out me having to be there, take my time to go there, their time to come see me, and it's just efficient as can be.
The Internet has totally changed our world, Cameron.
Right.
I mean, you know, the stuff that we're doing today, you know, but do you think that we lose some of that personal connection when we do that?
I think we really do. We still, with the emails and things like that, but I love talking to my clients. And there's nothing like you've been working with somebody maybe 2 months, you've never seen their face, and the first time you meet them. That's just the connection that you can't make over technology, over the internet.
Does it ever blow your mind? I mean, I didn't realize you were in that fast
right.
shape. Yeah, okay.
So,
but, yeah, I think we do miss something
right.
on that. Now, what do you want to do futuristically with your international business?
Well, the connection, I was speaking to you earlier about, I had an internship out in Portland, Oregon, 2 summers ago now, with Health Right products. And that interests me in the dietary supplement side. And also with Team Katouf, they have their own line of dietary supplements, your multivitamins.
Of course.
Yeah. Got to keep you healthy and loaded up.
Right.
But looking in somewhere in the medical field, got some friends as surgeons, things like that. Maybe medical sales starting out. But like I said, I'm open as can be. If anybody's got some good job offers or anything.
You'd be interested. Okay, well, we just had Bryce Phillips call in. He said, after yesterday, listening to Andre Bauer was on our show yesterday. And, of course, you know, Andre, in fact, I think we talked about the fact that he had gotten another plane. He sold his plane because the taxes were too high in South Carolina, if I remember correctly. He's been driving a little NASCAR up in Charlotte. He was only doing 181.5 miles per hour. He'd like to have a sponsor. This guy, Bryce, called in. He said, after yesterday, listening to Andre, now this young man, they should link up and do natural adventures. That could be interesting.
I'm 110% in for any adventure.
Adventures. Well, you know, talking about adventures, you ended up over there in England. You had a professor. You were telling me this story, and then you ended up in Egypt. Tell us that story again.
Maintain a really good friend through the Land of Study Abroad program. I first met him, Roger Richardson. He's the recruiter for Study Abroad, so he's come to Greenwood periodically here and there to recruit students over. Well, I do landscaping since I was early, 15 back in the day.
Seems 22 a now.
While
yeah, okay.
back. But I maintained good relations with him, and I worked for him while I was over there, just making some side money and just planning things and things of that sort. Well, he contacted me, and he needed some work done, some stone laid. And he was like, I got a deal for you. And I was like, and he had plenty of frequent flyer miles because I know he flies all over the place. Well, he hooked me up with the frequent flyer miles, and I just laid the stone and cleaned the gutters for him. So that got me a free ticket to England round trip. And I thought, well, since I'm in England, I might as well look around and see what's close there and when I get a good deal. And this is 2010 when this was.
Okay.
So the year before everything went crazy in Egypt.
Right.
Well, I bought a plane ticket down to Egypt for around $300 because it was cheap and a good deal, and went to Cairo for a couple days. Went down, rode a camel.
Yeah, I saw that video last night on your website.
There
yes.
You go.
Yeah. Now, what is your website if people want to go check it out?
www.suitcaseofcourage.net.
Suitcase of Courage, folks. Is
right.
that a good name? And there's actually a video of you riding the camel.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah. How did you find Egypt now? You've been to England. How'd you find Egypt?
I liked Egypt a lot. Big fan of, you know, the history and everything there. So something about the pyramids drew me to it. Really like the pyramids. You can even pay. I paid $5 and let me climb the big pyramid of Giza halfway up it. I've got some pictures of that, which was nice. But totally different in South Carolina. Unorganized. Just the whole town, Cairo, was in disarray. Just when he was crossing the street, they had street lights to tell you when to cross, but I noticed nobody paid attention to him. Well, what you had to do was cross each lane one at a time, and the cars would stop, hopefully, for you one at a time. Then you make your way across the street. And these streets were 8 lanes wide. And I saw mothers and daughters pushing their babies, not in strollers, but shopping carts across the thing. So it was
pretty scary.
It was pretty crazy.
Well, you know, when you were looking back and seeing what was going on over there, what did you think as you looked at all the strife and the fighting and everything?
Thank goodness I went last year, number one.
Right.
But being able to see those historic places and what was going on there and actually having a firsthand view, I could put myself into the situation, the squares and stuff where everything was going on. It really made me understand it a lot more.
Hmm.
So,
yeah.
And you could see the wealth from where they were missing was the middle class almost there. You could see the big palaces and things
right.
of that sort. And you've seen the average run-of-the-mill daily person. And they were segmented by these big gates, and it was just like it was right there. They could see it. They just understand why they couldn't get to it. While here in the States, you know, the American dream, you can work your way up from those jobs, hopefully, and do better for yourself. There, it was like a glass ceiling for the people. They couldn't get above it.
Yeah.
And they tried to turn that around.
It does really make you appreciate America, doesn't it?
Certainly does. I think I'm the biggest patriot there is right now. If I could,
yeah.
I'd put a big American flag on my bicycle and round.
Well, yeah, there's an idea. Maybe we need something like that. Now, one of the things, let's see, you've done a lot of races. You've got a lot of things coming up. One of the things we want to make mention of, because this is coming up not until September, but I know you'll be back on the show when you come back,
right.
and we'll talk more about this. And now I understand the American Cancer Society a little better. Swimming the length of Lake Greenwood, 15 miles.
That's correct.
Is this going to take a lot of prep, or
right,
are you going
right.
to be able to do it easy?
No, it's going to take some prep. I've done a couple marathons. I'm training for the Ironman coming up in November. Raced some half Iron, plenty of half Ironman. But the goal is just to do something different. Even since last year, I was thinking it's right there at me, and I stay in Waterloo, so not far away. And I was like, man, I want to swim that thing. But so many times as an athlete, I feel like we do stuff for intrinsic goals, just for ourselves.
Right.
And that's
kind of
giving back to the greater good at the end of the day. Let's do it for a charity and raise some awareness rather than me just getting out there trying to swim the lake. So,
sure. This is going to be a cool, cool promotion. The goal is to raise $10 for every 100 yards, so that's approximately $2,600
right,
for
right,
this
right.
event. And if people wanted to contribute more, I guess they could.
Correct. That would be really nice.
So how are they Let's see, this will actually be going on September 24th.
Right.
So how do people, is it on American Cancer's website?
It is. You can go to a website, and it has it, I guess, the exact website. I have my own website to donate funds. But what I'm asking right now, so it's kind of far out, it's just in care of the Lake Greenwood Swim. The American Cancer Society office is located closely right there at the hospital. So they could just drop it off or things of that sort.
Okay.
Or just save the money. Save it for closer to the time. Make sure. And there'll be a set website for it.
There'll be a set website. Well, I think this is terrific. I know you're looking forward to it. Right now, it is time for us to hear from South Carolina News and a word from our sponsors. We'll be back. Hey, if you've got a question for Cameron, don't hesitate to give us a call. 229-7984. That's right. He's here. He's revved up. And he's ready to go. So don't you go away.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Oh, that's right. We are here with Cameron Dorn. He is originally from Waterloo, South Carolina. He is in studio with us right now. And, of course, he graduated from Lander 2010, currently studying at Winchester University in the United Kingdom, going back to England on Monday just so he can keep us apprised as to what's going on with the wedding over there. I am excited. But, Cameron, what I was asking you when we were just waiting here, what would you consider the most outstanding events for you personally that you have won or done very well in?
Right. Well, coming to mind, three of them as far as quality events. That Krispy Kreme race is a whole different category.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
First of all, it was 2 years ago, 2009. I was lucky enough to be Division II Collegiate National Champion in triathlon. So won that race out Lubbock, Texas. It was out in Lubbock, and it was from people from universities all over, maybe Cal State, USC, Washington, and out of all the Division II schools, I was lucky enough to finish first.
Now, what was the difference just, here in South Carolina versus the weather and everything out there?
Well, here I think is one of the toughest climates to race in, to tell you the truth, Ann, because of the heat, humidity, and everything else about it.
Great training ground, is that what you're saying?
For me, I'd rather it be 20 degrees and freezing, to tell you the truth. The heart rate stays lower and everything, but coming from training from a background like this, and then going, Lubbock was still hot, but when you go up north and things like that, like racing up north, oh, it's great. Going under the heat and humidity, but training in it, it just makes you a tougher competitor, I believe.
What made this race so special to you?
First time actually getting on the national stage and actually performing, so that was huge to kind of break out of the box of the area, southeast events and things like that, and then just a stair step from things and just stair step from there.
Okay. And then what would have been, you said you had two or maybe three events you've raced a lot.
Correct.
But these are the biggies
for
you.
These are the biggies. There was one, I flew back actually from England in November. I forgot to say about this. With the Ironman 70.3 World Championships. This event was big. It was on NBC and everything like that, national coverage. And I was lucky enough to go 11th overall in the world in my age group. For
11th in the world.
Correct. With a little bike rack. So that was good.
Wow.
Right.
Now, Lance Armstrong.
Correct.
Have you ever met him?
Oh, I have not met him. I have not met Lance. George Hincappy, yes.
Right, okay.
But no Lance Armstrong.
No Lance Armstrong. Right. What do you think it, to be a professional, would that have any interest to you or
not? The thing about it is with triathlon, there's no way to make money off the sport so they can pay the athletes, per se. Look at Festival of Flowers in Greenwood. You got roads that are open to everyone. There's no way to charge admission. Well, if you go to a baseball game or football game, it's locked to a certain area.
Right.
That's where you get your admission, and then turn around, you can have more sponsors and things like that.
Sure.
So the athletes will get paid more. We do the sport because we love it. If I get paid $50 at the end of the day for an effort that was 3 hours long, I don't mind it one bit because, number one, I burnt calories. Number two, I got in a little better shape. But number three, I just got my lunch and dinner paid for. So there you go.
So you're saying it's not a money sport.
It's not a money sport. They're trying to change things about it, but it's just one of those sports. It's good people. And I think, in a way, if you used to bring a lot of money into it, it kind of dilute the sport in a way. Because people really do the sport because they love it.
Yeah, and it's a sport anybody can do.
Correct.
Like the festival, you were just talking about the Festival of Flowers. I've been out there at, 7:30, 6:30 in the morning, and they're jumping in the water.
Right.
Here's the thing that amazes me. They jump in the water, they swim like fish, and then they jump out, and they jump on bicycles. How difficult is that? Never done it.
It is. The technique is called a flying rodeo, if you think
about
it.
Flying rodeo?
That's the name of the game. You put your shoes on the bike, and you push the bike, and then jump on it. You got Velcro straps, and then
Good.
You put the shoes on as you're pedaling. So.
You know, the thing about it is I've noticed that wet bathing suit and then sitting on a bike seat,
right.
That can't be a good feeling.
Right. I think I'm sweating once again when I get on my bike automatically, so I couldn't tell the difference between sweat and wet.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess it doesn't matter. All right. Now, we talked about, you said there was a third event, though, that's pretty high in your...
That's great. I did duathlon national championships. Actually, when I returned, it was March the 27th, two days after I got back from England. It was in Birmingham, Alabama, which I didn't think would hilly, but it was very hilly, believe it or not.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Went down there and was lucky enough to do fifth overall in the nation for duathlon. So it's a 10K run, 60K bike, 10K run, and won my age group 20 and 24 overall in the nation and was national champion there.
Wow.
So that's it. And then that half marathon is the last one. That's the fourth one.
Yeah.
So ran it over there in 115, so 540 per mile.
Jeez. All right. Now, you have what other things? Let's see. We've got some races, I guess, coming up. Aren't you going to Majorca?
Right. Majorca in Spain,
mm-hmm.
the 14th of May.
Okay.
And that's an Ironman 70.3 race. So 1.2 mile swim, 56 mile bike, and 13 mile run all back to back.
What does it take to get in shape for something like this? Or are you just young and good-looking
right.
and in
right.
shape, and what the heck, you just go out there and do it?
It just takes, the thing is consistency, you know?
Okay.
You might go out there and run 10 miles one day and then have to rest 4 days till you run again. But the thing is you want to run 4 miles each day and just be consistent, gradually build yourself up. My mother's a perfect example right now. She didn't exercise for a bit, but now she's getting into it. She's loving these 5Ks.
Mm-hmm.
She's done dropped about 30 pounds, and she's doing great. To begin
wow.
with, she couldn't run a mile the whole time. Now she's trotting along and doing a run walk, and she herself and her confidence has improved. And when your confidence improves, I think your ability goes with it. You believe in yourself a little bit more. Because let's face it, running's just one foot in front of the other. It's just like walking, just a little bit faster. So anybody can walk, anybody can run.
Are you helping train your mom?
Right, I am.
I'm going to using this as a study project.
Right,
here?
Right,
yeah,
right.
Okay.
Well, we've had some fun time.
Well, that's good. Okay, now when we want to talk a little bit about the 2009 Krispy Kreme champion and course record holder.
Hey.
Tell us a little bit about this, and I understand it's even on YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube.
That's correct. Dashing for Donuts on YouTube is the name of the video. Covered by ABC News, it was. Well, what it was we had some friends from Atlanta. It was a friend of mine, Taylor Wolf, and other buddy of mine, Nick Gribb. We seen this race, and we know it was for a children's charity, too, so it was a good cause. And we drove to Raleigh, North Carolina, middle of the night. I think it was a 4 or 5 hour drive straight up there.
Just what crazy college students do.
Just what crazy college students do. Well, we went up there, and they had the race, and we signed up. And it came. I like to eat, too. I won't lie. I mean, eating's fun as racing. Well, this race involves both. You have to run 2.2 miles, eat 12 donuts, then run 2.2 miles back. Took off. There was over 5,000 people in it.
5,000 people?
5,000 people. It was right at North Carolina State's Bell Tower.
Right.
Where it started at. And ESPN was there, everything. Took off and got to the donut transition. I think I was seventh to begin with to get there. And then ate my donuts and came out third. Ate all 12 of them.
Okay.
And then the thing is, those were the little runner types. They were maybe 130 pounds. I'm a bigger guy. I'm like 180. So
right.
I guess I could stomach my food a little bit better. And then caught them on the way back and passed them. The streets were lined with people cheering, everything else. And then took the win, and it was on from there.
Okay. So did the donuts, I just need to know, because, you know, a lot of people like donuts.
Right.
Did the donuts give you a good sugar rush?
Oh, they sure did. It was 2,400 calories, what it worked out to be in less than 4 minutes.
2,400 calories. Do you ever hate yourself for knowing how many calories you're eating?
Well, I The thing about that race, Dan, is I went backwards. I only burned about 400 calories running, but ate 2,400 calories. So I gained weight during the race. What's going on there?
He probably sweated it off. All right. So that one, if you want to watch it, now tell us again, because some people might be interested.
It is on YouTube. You go on there. You can check it out by searching Dashing for Donuts. Dashing for Donuts.
Dashing for Donuts. Okay. Right. All right. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. If you've got any questions, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're here with a very pumped up, ready to go, Cameron Dorn. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime, from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. You know, the price of gold has never, I'm going to say never, been higher. Take advantage of it. If you've got gold, diamonds, sterling silver, wow, wow, wow. If I ever thought that I would ever see silver getting close to that $50 mark again, I just can't believe it. It's a little over $45 an ounce today. Sterling silver, flatware, hollowware, any of that kind of stuff, bring it here. We're paying the highest, and it is higher than it's ever been. But don't wait. You know, what goes up does come down. So come see us today right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Give us a call, 229-6613. That's 229-6613. If you've got a question, we're even buying bags, and I will say bags of sterling silver jewelry, stuff that's been sitting in your jewelry box that you don't ever wear anymore. Bring it here, we're buying it, and you will be amazed what you'll get back for it. So, but anyways, that's just another subject and a little aside here. I am here with Cameron Dorn today. Cameron, we've been talking all about what you're doing. You're over there at Winchester University in the United Kingdom. You're getting a degree in international business now. How much longer will you actually be over there?
Two more months, Ann. Two more months. The program finishes June 21st, and then seeing a couple sites, and I got a destination planned after that, and then coming home.
Coming home. Wow. Are you going to miss it?
I do believe I will miss it. The friends, just the atmosphere of, you know, walking to the grocery store down the big hill and right back up it with all my bags, stuff like that. Lifetime experience is something I'll reflect on for years to come.
So. Yeah. I mean, that is. And, you know, I think that's great that you were able to take advantage of something and then roll it into something even bigger.
Right.
You know, thank goodness you went to Lander.
Exactly. Thank goodness.
Yeah, because Lander provided you with that opportunity of going
to
England.
That's correct.
So you've got races coming up. You're going to be in Spain, like we said. Then what, in July, you'll be in Rhode Island.
That's correct.
And the World Championships in September.
Right.
Now, where is that going to be?
Las Vegas, right outside of Vegas.
Oh, God, you poor baby. But, you know, that's going to be hot and dry out there.
Right,
very, very hot. Yeah, it can be pretty darn hot in September. And then, oh, gee, folks, he gets to go to Cozumel in November. It's a tough life, guys. All right, but you do have to write your big dissertation.
That's correct. And that's due in the 1st of October. So that's what I'll be working on, like a full-time job when I come home in June.
Okay. Now, what is your dissertation going to be on, just out of curiosity?
I'm actually going to do a topic that's narrowed down to, like, health and how it affects business practices. So looking maybe a case study of, say, Nike, which is a very healthy company, compared to, I won't actually say the other company. We'll see.
That should be interesting.
Right.
That should be. Now, speaking about health, you know, one of the things that we have so many people that are so inactive, and I think the stress of the economy, what we're dealing with, the change in the life from what we knew to what as we call it, the new reality.
Right.
And then we have so many young kids that are so obese. What do you think? How can somebody just get started?
All right. Well, Ann, first thing, the myth I want to debunk today is the time. Number one, in order to do it, you got to have the time to do it. Most people say, Cameron, I don't have the time to do it. Well, I'm going to put a little hypothesis together for us.
Okay.
If we work out for that 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, I guarantee productivity-wise, later on the day, you'll get that 20 or 30 minutes back by increased work output, whatever it may be, typing on a keyboard, shoveling snow, whatever it may be, wherever you are. The thing is, it gives you increased energy. It releases endorphins. It makes you feel better about yourself and on and on. The great things I have to say about it, I have nothing bad to say about it. So get out the door, walk to your mailbox rather than drive to your mailbox. See how that feels. Next thing you know, walk around the block. And you'll just keep wanting to go farther and farther. Walk to the grocery store. It wouldn't hurt my feelings if I seen people walking to Walmart. Use those nice new sidewalks they laid out for us and go out there and walk.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Northside Drive has a good one now. So.
Yeah. But a lot of people just don't seem to be able to take that first step. And then the flip side that I see, a lot of people say, well, I walked around the block. I guess I can have two donuts now.
Right. Yeah, right.
There you go.
Exactly. You're back to square one, if not behind square one now because of those two donuts.
Yeah. Now, does the time of the day matter when you exercise?
You know, as far as releasing the endorphins, you actually get more endorphin release in the morning. So I like for a good start, you know, early in the morning. Get up, just get active. But the thing about it is it's just actually doing something any mm-hmm. time of the day, whatever it may be. Maybe your lunch break when you get off work or anything like that.
Yeah.
30
yeah.
minutes is 30 minutes.
And that's all it takes.
Right. And right. even less to begin with. Give me 20 minutes. I mean.
Give me 20. All right. Now, what about all our young people, though? Because this is becoming epidemic. You even were saying you read where a study where children that you have futuristically could be dying before you do.
That's correct. That's due to obesity and every other conditions and things of that sort. Well, I think, number one, the influx of technology is a great thing, but it's the worst thing right mm-hmm. now. I think, like you said, you go by an Apple store, maybe in Greenville, maybe in London, maybe in New York. Everyone is in there, and they've got their heads down. They're playing with the Apple iPads. I mean, I know Apple stock, like you said, was up earlier, but come on. Let's go. You go to a sports store, and it's not as packed as can be. Kids should be playing football, tossing a baseball around the yard, not inside.
Yeah,
get out and play.
Well, you know, I think some of it, too, for some areas of the country, we as parents have become paranoid about letting our children even out of our sight.
Right.
Because of terrorist kidnapping, you know, all this kind of stuff. How do you deal with that? How does your mom deal with the fact that you're over in England?
Oh, I guess she just settles herself. She's getting used to it. The thing about it is, sometimes portraying things, they're not as bad as can be. In England, you can't even have a firearm. I won't say my stance either way on that, but nobody even has a gun, so I feel safe as can be. It may be 1 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock in the evening.
How about a knife, though?
Right. I can run.
You know kung fu?
Right.
But he's a fast runner,
right.
So he can get away. But, yeah, that is another aspect
right.
of it too. Right. And how do we, you know, we hear all these things that are happening in schools. I don't know if you saw the news the other day, but a 5 or 6-year-old in kindergarten had a gun in his pocket that he'd taken to school. It was loaded, and it went off. He dropped it. It went off and hit a couple of other kids. Now, nobody was hurt badly, thank goodness, but still.
Right. And that should be, I mean, going back to parent, if the parents are scared that something might happen to their child, well, that should be more emphasis. I remember growing up, my father and my mother used to go outside and shoot baskets with me, basketball, but they were outside with me. You as an adult, your kid's got energy maybe 8 or 9. There's your 30 minutes right there. Go outside in the yard, play him. It's a benefit for both of you.
Well, that is true.
Right.
And, you know, that is so true. And, you know, the other thing is hard kids.
Oh, it's terrible. My girlfriend, she's down in Hilton Head. She's a school teacher. And they're talking about school teaching. They rotate P.E. She teaches 4th grade. And they rotate P.E. once every 7 days. That's unbelievable. 1 out of every 7 days, the children have P.E.
Wow. That's tough. All right. Now, if people would like to know more about you, they can go to your website, suitcaseofcourage.net. Now, how did you come up with this name here?
Well, we always had this thing with my friends, maybe hiking on the Appalachian Trail or something. One of them was hurting. I was like, we was working out things. Oh, dig deep. And I thought about it. And we said one time, I was like, you need to dig into that suitcase of courage. So by digging in the suitcase of courage, it might be going out and exercising for 30 minutes. It might be walking 2 miles or something. But you're digging deep and going into the suitcase of courage. So.
Suitcase of courage. I like the name. I like
right.
it. It's good. And once you know it, it's easy to keep to.
Right.
But you update your website?
Correct. Periodically when things, when races come around or just want to have some random thoughts or some things to put up there.
All right. But I also saw your picture on the front page of your sponsor, and that sponsor again?
Correct. www.teamkatoof.com. You can check them out for all your athletic, even to your dietary supplement needs. We'll take care of you.
So. We'll take care of you. So check that out. Now, Katoof is spelled?
K-A-T-T-O-U-F.
Okay. K-A-T-T-O-U-F.com. Check it out. Now, they the founder of that, you said, is actually in Greenville.
That's
now,
correct. He moved to Greenville, Dr. Rick Katoof.
All right, so that's good. And then coming up in September, you are going to be swimming the length of Lake Greenwood. Now, what will it take to get ready for that?
Well, it's going to take a lot of swimming, number one. thing is, I'm trying to do it straight as well, 15 miles, roughly 7 hours.
7 hours?
7 hours. Not touching a boat, not getting on a boat, just swimming.
Had you had any thoughts of swimming the English Channel?
Oh, I actually looked into that, to tell
you
the
really?
Truth. It will not pass me up. If I get the money one day, I will swim the English Channel. I want to climb Mount Everest and swim the English Channel at the end of the day.
Just a couple of things left to knock off your bucket list, right?
Right.
Okay, so but you plan to do this 15 miles, no help from a boat,
correct.
Nothing?
Nothing.
7 hours?
Right, unaided. You'll just get the only thing they can do on the boat, the rules, and it's according to the English Channel Swimming Association rules is why I'm doing it by as well. They can hand you things from the boat, but you can't touch the person, like a little grabbing arm, nutrition and things of that sort.
Okay. All right. So this is going to be an exciting event. It is going to be coming up September 24th. It is for the American Cancer Society. The goal is to raise $10 for every 100 yards. Somehow, Cameron, I think you might raise more than $2,600.
I will try my best.
I think people are going to be amazed at what you're going to be doing there. We're going to have to help out and make sure that everybody knows about this right here on WLMA and WCRS.
All right.
So this is pretty cool. We are almost out of time. Any big plans for this weekend? We have Easter here.
Big plans. Head up to Asheville today. Just do some hiking and things of that sort with my girlfriend. She's coming up. But Easter, big plans for Easter. Shout out to grandmother. She told me she was in the Easter program, so I'm going to church and seeing my grandmother in Easter program this weekend.
Hey, that sounds great. Well, I know Hoyt is going to be on the show next week. I think he's bringing some volunteers. We're going to be talking about the big event coming up out at the YMCA. That's the big Relay for Life event.
Right.
And, of course, I know you're going back to England. You're going to be an eye reporter for WLMA, WCRS, keeping us in the know. Maybe you'll get a glimpse of Kate and give us some of the other details out there. But we sure have enjoyed the fact you came out to see us here this morning.
I certainly enjoyed it, Ann. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is... I'm energized. I'm walking now, folks.
There
I'm outside. but this is WLMA and, of course, WCRS right here in Greenwood. Don't forget, we're here at Sharp Passes. Got gold, got diamonds, got sterling silver. Come see us today. And don't forget about the silent auction going on sharpfacetsgallery.com. This is WLMA, WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Andy.